This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. In Nagaland, an estimated voter turnout of 83.54% was recorded in the urban local bodies election held in three municipalities and 21 town councils yesterday. The election was historic for the state of Nagaland as the polling were conducted after a gap of 20 years, that too with 33% woman reservation. The voting took place in 420 polling stations under 214 wards with 523 candidates in the fray, which included 198 female and 325 male candidates. The State Election Commission said the polls went off smoothly in all polling stations except one under Dimapur Municipal Council, and a fresh polling was declared at polling station number 4, under ward number 20 of Dimapur Municipal Council to be held tomorrow. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Observing the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking and Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, the Customs Department has conducted a series of awareness and outreach programs as well as destruction of seized drugs to reinforce its commitment to combating drug abuse and trafficking in the Northeast. To demonstrate zero tolerance policy towards drug trafficking, the Customs also conducted a drug destruction campaign in Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya and Mizoram. In the drive, 12.48 kgs heroin, 45.27 kgs meth yaba tablets, 5,804.78 kgs ganja, and 66,728 bottles of codeine-based cough syrups, having a total seizure value of 167.47 crore rupees, were destroyed. This was conducted in a secure and environmentally responsible manner, ensuring that these harmful substances are permanently removed from circulation. By conducting these awareness and outreach programs and destroying seized drugs, the Customs aims to reduce the prevalence of drug abuse and support the global fight against illicit drug trafficking and remain steadfast in its mission to protect the society from the danger of drug abuse and trafficking. The demand to grant the status of Institute of National Importance to the Northeastern Indira Gandhi Regional Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, NIGRIMS, in Meghalaya has been pending for years, but renewed efforts are being made to get this for the super speciality hospital in Shillong. NIGRIMS Medical Superintendent Dr. C. Daniela stated that the institute is continuously striving to obtain the status of Institute of National Importance. Dr. Daniela said that the Health Ministry has previously agreed in principle to grant this status to NIGRIMS. Once accorded with this status, NIGRIMS will be able to independently start postgraduate and super speciality courses with permission from the National Medical Commission. Manipur Governor Sushri Anusuya Uki said that a close coordination among scientific research institutes like the Institute of Bioresource and Sustainable Development, Central Agricultural University, is highly needed to ensure viable research innovations towards tapping the huge potential of bioresources in Manipur. Speaking at the consultation program held at IBSD Imphal yesterday, the governor said the IBSD Imphal is engaged in research activities and several outreach programs to fulfill the mission of bioresource development and the sustainable utilization through biotechnological intervention for socio-economic development of the Northeastern region. In another program, the governor flagged off an ambulance for the Indian Red Cross Society of Senapati District branch at Rajbhavan, Imphal. The ambulance was donated by the governor. In Meghalaya, the Press Information Bureau Shillong, in association with the Meghalaya Police, is organizing a Vartalap media workshop on the three new criminal laws in Shillong today. Meghalaya DGP Yadashisha Nongrong will be the chief guest for the workshop. The three new criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, BNSS 2023, Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita, BNS 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam, BSA 2023, are coming into force in the whole country with effect from 1st of July 2024. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.